seek variances from the rear and front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115.25, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the north side of Gull Drive within the Joy Beach Division. The 911 address is 8 Gull Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 115. The applicant is seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard set requirement for an existing dwelling and a deck, a 0.8-foot and a 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would come forward to the podium, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Ms. Norwood, I noted that you said there was a side yard, but I don't see that on the agenda.
Yeah, I got that wrong.
I see a front variance needed. We'll get in a minute.
I see. I was going to the 14.2 survey. I made notes just this afternoon, though, some of that, but.
Yeah. Maybe ask the applicant some questions and then flesh that out, see where this is going to be, and we'll go from there. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John Trani. We're at 8 Gull Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
And testifying as well?
Yes.
What's your name? And do you both swear or affirm the testimony give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The floor is yours. The floor is.
Okay.
Just turn your microphone on. Hit the
space. I got you. Yep. The house existing where it is already not in compliance. It's like 16 feet from the bulkhead, which has already existed when we had the house. So we want to raise the house straight up. So we're told we need to get a variance for that.
Okay, do you have your application with you? Okay, there's 5 criteria to grant a variance. Could you go through those one by one?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
The house was in that position when we bought it. The deck was there, the porch was already there. All we want to do is lift it up and move it any closer or anything due to the flooding, climate change and everything. So that's why we're doing that. We're not asking to move it anywhere except straight up, and I believe it's 10 feet. We have a new survey because the other one was when we bought it 30 years ago. I have examples of homes that have already been raised. There's 5 or 7 of them. There's pictures of each one. We took pictures of one and their addresses in the very same development. Others that have raised their house up to the second level because of flooding. Then, let's see, what's the next question? There's some that have torn them down because they couldn't be raised. There's a picture of our home in there, the single level ranch house. So, you know, when it's raised, it'll be like a two-story. Then the next pictures after that are other houses in the development that are already 2 stories. So it won't be an eyesore for them, and it won't be any taller than, still within the county code, and it won't be taller than any of the other 2 stories or 3 stories that are in. And there's pictures of those in there also. Should have written your address, I think, on there too.
Okay.
Oh, they got them on there, okay. All right, I didn't know that. I didn't know if they had this folder. So we'll have the same footprint, 10 feet higher. So when it does flood, it won't be the house itself. It'll only be in a basement or garage area. No living space would be there.
Is this idea that you were just, how did this about? Are you being forced to do this? Is this something trying to do to try to get up above floodplain?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
That's what we're
going
to do.
Okay.
Right.
Any further questions from the board?
As far as you know, is there any record of this owner applying for a variance?
Not that we know.
No. They may just get a variance for it because of the, I guess they never got a final inspection. But they had, when I came here, all the permits were in for everything that's done. But I guess they never came back for a final inspection or something like that.
The previous owners.
Yeah.
We haven't.
And the other thing, I think you had the rear, that you had something on the side that was supposed to be a variance.
Supposed to be on the front.
But we got 25 feet on the, it was supposed to be on the front. I was just gonna widen the steps, not the steps themselves, but the deck on top. So if you get a refrigerator or furniture up there, you got room to turn around to get it in the house.
That's for the front part.
Yeah. That was only 3 foot past the, I think 30 feet gotta be off the street.
Are you planning on enclosing the underneath, or is it gonna be?
Wide open.
It'll be.
Just on stilts?
No, no, it's not gonna be on stilts. It's simple concrete block.
Concrete block around it?
There's block there now, 3 feet up. So what, all they're gonna do is rip the house and add block.
Extend your foundation?
Yes.
Right, extend the foundation, correct.
Making that into a garage, more or less, a storage area?
Yes.
Yeah, no living space.
Okay. You need any kind of HOA approval or anything like that?
No.
We're good with that.
You don't, you're good with that, or you don't?
We don't need one.
We don't need it.
Okay.
Long as the county.
They go by the county's, codes.
Regulations, right.
Does your home and the property of your lot, does it go all the way to the edge of the paving?
Edge of the what, excuse me?
Does it go all the way to the edge of the paving?
On the sides?
The front of your home?
Yes.
Own?
The street.
It, you own all the way directly to the street?
Yes, sir.
There's no common area in between?
Doesn't say on the.
No common area, no.
No common area.
Spoken to your neighbors, you said a lot of the neighbors have very similar as what you're proposing.
Right, for the same reason.
Have you spoken to any of them about this?
About raising our house?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything?
Nah, they're all good.
Okay, thank you. Or from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You said neighbors are okay with it. I take you've not had any complaints about the location and the structures?
No.
Lucky I got good neighbors.
How long have you owned the home?
30 years.
And it's been in that same location all that time?
Correct.
Yes.
The elevation, the site plan that I have is dated June 18 of this year, and it shows the existing home. And I think your testimony was, Mr. Triani,
mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Was that you were going to expand the width of the front deck, landing and steps.
Yeah, where you come out of the doorway. Mm-hmm. It's already 5 foot,
mm-hmm.
right? If they go any farther than 5 foot, I'm closer than the 30 feet. So if
to
I go, I only want to go out 2 more feet past where it exists now. So if I got to bring furniture up the steps and turn around and get in the house, if you got a little 4 or 5 foot deck, I'm sure you guys know, how are you going to get it in there?
Is that shown on this plan, or is that what's existing? It appears to be existing if I look at the number of steps.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
What's existing?
How about in the rear? Are we expanding anything there?
Nope.
Because I see the deck. I'm guessing there would be more steps to the deck.
The steps will be on the side, which I have 25 feet of ground just to make steps going down to the ground.
And you've got enough room to keep that
on? Yes, on the side
footprint.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing because you're just going to be expanding the existing concrete block, that you couldn't move that house over to comply with the side yard. Is that right? Because it looks like it's, as Ms. Norwood.
You can't move it over at all because you're going on top of the existing foundation. If you move it over, you're going to redig footers and, you know what I mean?
I just want to make sure that we had that clear. I didn't
want
to make sure that was.
Now we're going, just like the original blueprint and where it's at.
Same footprint.
Now you mentioned that there are flooding. Have you had flooding issues on that property?
We. Nothing to claim in insurance wise, but it was up to the
step, the very first top step. So you had 8 inches
when you walk in
before
the house.
It would be in the house. That's how it has, the height has been so far.
Okay, I've just got a question for Ms. Norwood. Given that information, do we need any front yard variances?
No, the house is at 35.1, the requirement's 30, so they're good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Even if they add on to the...
Yeah, even if it encroaches, it's an open deck, right? It's not going to have a cover to it.
No, correct.
So we should be fine there.
Yeah.
I guess the issue there is the side yard, because that's not been advertised.
Yeah.
So the board, and certainly we'll hear from opposition and supporters and anybody else that wants to talk about this, but for purposes of what's been advertised, the board can only entertain the rear yard variances tonight.
Right, we could, depending, it's less than a foot, we could do an administrative.
You could do that administratively, I was wondering about that. I will also note, this lot appears to be exactly 10,000 square feet. And under the small lot ordinance, if it was 1 square foot less, the applicant would have the benefit of the rear and side yard, reduced rear and side yard setbacks.
Correct.
I don't know if that triggers any other questions for the board.
So if it was a square foot less, they wouldn't be here?
Correct.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any more questions?
I do not, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Have a seat right there, in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? I see two, would you like to speak or just in favor? If you would, please come up, we can be sworn in.
Can you hit the button so we're, there you go, and can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Donald Barbro, 34783 Bookhammer Landing Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I'm a neighbor, I live across the canal, and I fully support what they're trying to do. It's consistent with everything in the, being done in the neighborhood, and especially with the flooding. I mean, I have a picture of my house during a flood, if I can offer that as...
We don't have a mechanism by which for you to just hand your phone over to do that, so.
Okay.
If you had a printout, we'd take it.
Okay. Well, anyway, it turns us into an island, and I've had fish in my garage. So you know what they're doing is really a valid endeavor. So I fully support their endeavor.
Any questions for this gentleman? Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I saw two in favor. Is there anyone else present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Zero. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve case number 13101 for Mr. John and Sharon Torini. for the request for variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does have a unique physical condition next to the water, as many of the other neighbors are experiencing the same problems. The uniqueness and the exceptional practicality or difficulty is due to such these conditions of being next to the water. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there are no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity to Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variances is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare as stated by others here. The variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the necessary modifications of regulations at issue. Do we need to add the other less than a foot?
The board can't give approval for that because we only advertise for front and rear. So the motion that you have is only for the rear yard variance. Staff can coordinate with the applicant about the side yard variance. The office has the ability to grant that administratively since it's less than 1 foot. And if there may need to be some paperwork completed with that and handled in that fashion, but there's a process there for that. So this Excellent. Is only for the rear yard variance.
Excellent. That is my motion.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13101 for John and Sharon Troiani has been approved. Have a good evening. You can call the staff in the morning and they can answer any question you have.